You're listening to Raking Community Radio. This is Aaron here, and I'm actually recording this live at the old school. Well, it won't be played live, but we're here. And I've got Jacqueline. We're sitting in the theatre room. We're doing an experimental recording with the microphone sitting between us. Welcome, Jacqueline.
Morena, Aaron. Very official here with this microphone. It's pretty fancy.
Yeah, it kind of looks fancy, but it's probably not as good as the ones in the studio, to be honest. But it does a good job for what we're doing, and... Okay. You've got to head off to a meeting, so let's get into what we're going to talk about, which is the film festival first up. You want
to
hit that?
That's right, yes. Yeah. So we have been, for the past few months, we've been calling out for nominations for our Raglan Arts Film Festival.
Yep.
And nominations have closed, and we have 20 films that have been submitted.
Okay, that's quite a lot.
It is, yeah. So we're super excited about that. And now we are, we're just in the process of finishing off with our brochure, and there'll be times and schedules of films of when we'll be screening all these RAFA films.
So is it the way it's been in the past where there's some feature films imported to play plus also the film awards with the local films?
No, so there'll be no feature films.
Okay.
That's part of, we've got the regular movies which are happening this weekend actually.
Yep.
But the film festival is just so simply about the actual films that have been nominated local filmmakers.
Yeah.
With the emphasis on that. And the screening of those. So there'll be four screenings, and our opening night is on Thursday the 10th.
Okay,
which is next week.
Yep.
And there'll be four screenings over the weekend, with Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. The times and the dates will be up on our website, and we've got brochures here that will be ready to come in and collect. And then the end of that is our RAFA Awards evening, which is on the Saturday the 19th.
And where's that being held?
And this year we are spreading the love out to Te Mata, and we're going, not Te Mata,
Te Tiuku.
Tiuku.
Yes, they haven't got a hall in Te Mata.
No, yes they have. Te Tiuku Hall.
Yeah.
So the community hall there.
Cool.
And yes, and this will be our red carpet night. Is a 3-course seated. It's with a real red carpet, and it's like you think of a night at the Oscars. It's a night at the Oscars, but Raglan style.
With a drive in the country.
With a drive in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyone who wants to come along can come along to that, or do you need to book, and how's all that?
Yes, so this is a catered for event, so pre-sales only.
Yeah.
And so... yes, if you're wanting to get a ticket for this night of glitz and glamour and meeting some of our local filmmaker talent, come along to the old school and you can get a ticket, or you can purchase them online at the old school.
So is it the old school website or the regular movies website?
Old School Art Centre website. Okay. Yep.
All right. And while we're on movies, movies are now a regular thing. Have we got movies coming up this weekend, like we're talking the 5th and 6th?
Yes, we have. So we've got the final screening on Saturday of the Where the Crawdads Sing. And this is a coming-of-age murder mystery. It's based on the novel by American author Delia Owens. So it's about two timelines that slowly intertwine. We've got McMurray, The Pursuit of Colour. That's Sunday the 6th of November at 4:30. And... the other one that we have, that's it for November. Where the Crawdads Sing for this weekend, Where the Crawdads Sing, and McMurray, The Pursuit of Colour.
Okay, and McMurray, I see that's about a photojournalist.
Yes, he's a contemporary photojournalist.
Oh, it's a documentary then?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's Spanish, it's in Spain, so there'll be subtitles. Steve McMurray had a 40-year career. Where he basically travelled the globe alone, and while he was doing that, he was doing snapshots sort of depicting complexity of human life.
Okay.
So there's lots of interviews with family, friends, and with him himself, and he's got some of, there's quite a few iconic photographs from the 20th century on display there in that film.
And the other big thing happening this weekend, you've got the Monster Garage sale as well, haven't you?
We have. And this is a fundraiser, a Monster Garage Sale fundraiser that we're having. We had one back in 2020 when, after COVID closed us down.
Yeah.
And it was basically a matter of trying to keep the doors open.
Mm.
And so it was an SOS fundraiser, really.
Lost income because of COVID and lockdowns and what have you.
Yeah. And so that was really awesome. The community really came out and really supported the old school. And from that we... And it was a really great, fun garage sale too as well. Lots of fire guns. And, and from that we raised over $5,000.
Right.
And this one now, 2 years later, we're having another Monster Garage Sale fundraiser. One of our major funding agencies... we have a shortfall of about 14,000. So we're looking to contribute towards those, which are for the operating costs of the old school.
So are you looking for people to bring stuff to sell as well as come and buy?
Yes, yep. So the idea is how we're following the same formula that we did for the SOS garage sale, where items, quality, good donated items can be dropped off to the old school starting from today, from Wednesday.
Yep.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday, 10 till 2.
Okay.
And then on Sunday is the actual big Monster Garage Sale.
Right. And what time is that?
10 o'clock till 2.
Okay. And that is obviously here at the old school.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
So, come along because someone else's trash is always someone else's treasure.
He says we know that well in Raglan.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've already had, we had some stuff being, items being dropped off earlier on starting from Tuesday. So there's already some really awesome stuff that's coming in.
I'm just looking at the time on your watch. Is that accurate? You got to go?
Yes.
All right. Well, those are the main things happening. And we'll talk to you again closer to the film festival. And we'll talk about Live and Local as well. Although I'm going to get an interview for that, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. And West Coast Jazz too.
West Coast Jazz concert coming up.
That's their 10th anniversary playing here.
Right, and market coming up in a week or two.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for your time.
That's okay.
And we'll let you go.